L-A-K-T-P. There he is.
Yeah, I bought an XLT, and I think I told you I screwed up. It's a 450 to 520 or something like that, but it'll go down 10 easy, so I'm just programming it up for the future. You know which one I'm talking about. I'm programming it up for the future one, and I want to make sure I can get down 10 megahertz.
Will it? Is it seem to be taking the 440s?
Yeah, it took this one. This is 2.6, 442.6. I read up on it, and it'll tell you if it can't, it just won't. It's not a matter if you don't know. It will just say frequency unavailable. So let me try dropping just a little bit more. I'll be right back.
All right, there were some tricks in the Motorola arsenal of things. I don't know if they apply to XTLs, but you could, like, hold a key, and then you could enter in a frequency, and then it would take it, you know. So I don't know if there's any trick like that. But if it'll take it, it'll take it. You don't need to get down below 440. If you can get down to, 442, then you're probably golden. But, all right, I'll be here. W8FU.
Yeah, it took it. I'm talking about the 0200, whatever it is, the new one, the 0215, 0125, whatever it is. I'm able to hit that, so that's fine.
All right. I found, I had two of those cables. I had one. There was this device I had that allowed me to just get on the network and get into the old P25 system. And that required a Cisco router with that same Cisco cable, and I had one. So I dug that out last night, so I got that part done. And I'll spend tomorrow probably finding out where. I'll bet you I've got the parts I need either in Richmond and Warren, or one or the other. And since I won't need them, at either of those locations, since I'm no longer going to run any mixed mode stuff, there's any number of things I can do. I'll probably just go yank the controller cards out. So I'm going to take a little work for me to get the appropriate stuff. Anywho, but the goal will be to get that up and running this week, if possible. So, honestly, once I have the hardware I need, the cable and that card that I was missing out of the new one, it's pretty easy, and even the install is pretty easy. Although there may be a little easy roof work to, because the antenna is it's a Hustler G6 UHF, and I've got a DB420 at the location with an easy mount. Jeff fixed it last time we were there. It was the mount is there's no hanging or ladders involved or anything. You just got to kind of clamp it, and coax is already ran and everything. So if Jeff fixed that mount last time he was up there, then we could put that DB420 up, and that thing should honk.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, let us know. Your B team will go with you. Spacing for that, should I go 12.5 or should I stick with 25? What's your plan there?
Oh, 25, phase one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm just programming this one up for the day, and I gotta fix the handy talking. I don't know what I feel there. I think I got them all off by one. You're talking about your eyes. I think I did the same damn thing. So, okay, very good. All right. I'll let you guys back at it. Have fun today, and congratulations again. And 8KPP, hopefully by Wednesday I'll be something else.
Yeah, it's always lose next time, except for the hit you for that. You don't get that cash back if you lose. All right. I'll talk to you. I'll be around listening. W8FU.
KPP testing the ump.
W8FU. You were a little prickly. Was that AB8Y? Yes, it was. Going to see Mom? Going to the radio store to get a signal? Where are you at?
Where else do I get those things with the Hollywood?
Oh, you must be coming down to see Mom or heading home from seeing Mom.
On the way down, your brother made reservations at the Kona Grill.
Roger, very good. So, I figured as much. I guess the kids are with their mom, right? So, there you go. Works out. There you go. How old are your, just ran a red light in Madison Heights, no less. Oh, good. Nobody's around to write me a ticket, because they'd be right on me. I'm at that stupid crisscross, and by the time I got up to the light, there's a truck in front of me. It was switching to red. Oops. Anywho, what was I going to say? I was going to say something until that red light popped up. Yeah, you're still really, really rough. So that's okay, because I am almost to my destination, going to pick up some chow. And Andrea wanted chocolate chip pancakes from this particular restaurant. So I said, no problem, I'll go get them. I guess she wanted to go, and she didn't. So probably best. This particular restaurant will be probably standing room only. All right, anyhow, I'm pulling up here. You'll be more in range by the time I get out with the goods.
Requested another help.
Okay, you're probably in range now.
Yep, I'm just crossed over a long leg.
Roger, sounding good. So, Did I miss anything? I think I caught everything you were saying pretty much. You were kind of spotty there.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Gotta get my seatbelt on as I go through here so the junior police don't get me.
Yeah, they're looking for that guy that ran the red light.
Yeah, you know, I would have actually, that one I would have said, yeah, okay, guilty as charged. I had a reason, but reasons aren't, you know, whatever. Reason isn't an excuse. But the one they got me for, I don't know, I think it was BS. It's like little man syndrome here in the Heights. That's just it.
Behind you and whatever, and in Iowa, the ex-wife had ran a red light and it was on a camera, and it was like, well, it already took the picture, may as well just go.
As I was jumping out of the vehicle, I thought I heard somebody ask if you were Fred. Who was that? Yeah, but somebody was asking if you were, because you were noisy and coming down. I think you could put that much together, so. Sounded a little bit like Dakota, but I'm not sure.
I don't know, I don't think they signed, but, they were noisy too.
Roger. All right, well, I was just jumping out to grab my breakfast, and so I didn't get in there. Anywho, just on my way home, Andrea wanted her chocolate chip pancakes from this particular place that does them really well. So, I mean, how do you mess that up? I guess you can't, but one place does them better than others.
Figured the secret combination, but I'm pulling up here, so I'm going to say 73, ABLI.
Okay, have fun, and maybe catch you later. W8FQ.
W8FU, WDAKLO.
I heard KLL. I missed the rest. I was over on the other side of the radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean. It's Greg, WDAKLL. I think I might have said hello to you yesterday on the other side there, but just thought I'd reach out and say hello to you over here.
Okay, Greg, yeah, I don't often put calls together, you know, one side or the other. Voices, sometimes I can recognize, you know, from one to the other, but calls, forget it. I don't know any calls over there on the other side. I barely know my own. No, I know mine. One or two others, you know, like rock stars like Jack. How can you not know Jack? He's out there all the time. Anyhow, yeah, I got that, are you down this way? I forget, you know, in range of the Mount Clemens, or were you up by Mayville, I think?
Yeah, Jack's a good friend of mine. He kind of got me started in this whole thing, honestly, but I'm up in Burton, up this way, you know, working off the Flint repeater if I'm on the other side. But I just got my license the end of March, and loving it over here. Just got me an open spot and been messing around with that. So just learning everything I can over here.
Well, that's an interesting call sign for someone who's new. I assume then it's a vanity. Does it have some meaning? Seems like a peculiar call for one to pick. I don't think you can get issued that one. Must be some meaning, eh?
Yeah, it's ironic you ask, because today is Mother's Day, and that was my late mother's call sign. And just to give you a little history on that, she was the president of the Genesee County Radio Club. Back in 1980, she was the first person in Genesee County to get her extra license. I couldn't get her extra license call, but I did get her previous call, which is WDHKLL.
Okay, very cool. Very, very cool. What was her extra call, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, it was ACAT. And when I looked it up, there's a gentleman, his name, ironically, is Greg, and he's down in Ohio, somewhere down there, and he got her call.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Well, that's good. Yeah. WDAKLL, that's not bad off the tongue. KLL. So, there you have it. All right, Greg, I'm home with the goodies. I want to get inside while it's warm and everything's all presentable. So, we'll catch you. I'll be on the radio. I'll catch you in a little bit. WDAKLL from W8FU.
All right, John. Pleasure talking with you, sir. Again, I appreciate what you guys do on the other side, and kind of was a gateway for me to get over here. And I never had any interest back in the 80s. I was a fireman and doing that kind of thing, and watched my mom carry around her walkie-talkies and all that back in the day. But here I am. I'm 61 years old and retired, but just figured I'd pick it up. So we'll talk to you later, Sean. WDAKLL will be clear.
W8FSM Mobile, search for you.
microphone check. Somebody on the West Bloomfield, check your mic.
Okay, that's 8BOT for a radio check.
We have 8DOT, KDAWOJ, you're loud and clear over here.
I appreciate that very much. Just ended up putting new, one of the electric lowering diamond antenna mounts on my truck so I don't have to keep lowering and taking off my antenna when I go through a car wash or try and park it in my garage. I appreciate the radio check. Thank you. This is KF8BOT.
Yeah, understandable. That would be kind of a drag. My pleasure at any time. Have yourself a great day. It's sounding good. EAWOJ.
You do the same, sir. KF8BOT, I'm 73, and now time to bury all the wires. Thanks a lot for your help.
Happy Mother's Day from KE4ZYQ.
Oh my. See what happens when you don't lock the doors.
Yeah, that random rat poisoning doesn't work. Fell for that once, never again.
Hey Joe, how are you doing today?
Fat, sassy, and ugly as usual.
Hey, join the club, right?
You're supposed to say, I resemble that remark, but how you doing, young man? I'm watching My Cousin Vinny for Something to Do right now. Talk about a classic. Especially with the looker, his assistant. She's such a looker. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, Marissa Tomei, I think that's how you pronounce it there. Yep, I've been watching the Northern Exposure series there of that dinky little town in Alaska, supposedly. Although, a lot of the scenery's from Alaska. It was actually filmed in Washington, Northern Washington State. kind of seen the whole six seasons there, so I'm going to have to find something else to watch here in a bit.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. I'm glad you clarified series. I wasn't sure you were watching a neighbor sunbathing when you said Northern Exposure. I wasn't sure about that.
Yep, I still got my binoculars.
That's that time of year, and getting out. One thing about summer, too, is people wear more shorts, and that always is more comfortable and in many ways more than one.
Yeah, I was half tempted to wander down the lake and try a little fishing, but with the nicer weather now, there'll be quite a bit of people around, and I'm kind of spoiled. I like going down to the lake there in the spring and the fall. Early spring and late fall, and I got the whole place to myself.
Yep, I hear you on that. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything new and exciting to relay to you. Nothing new. Can't wait to get out more during the summer. Got a few things family-wise that I may go to. One of my relatives has one of their daughters graduating from high school already. Oh my gosh, where does time go? I remember when she was just a little tyke.
Yeah, my my great nephew came down with pneumonia, which was a little confusing. He does seem to like to run around without jackets and stuff. But anyway, We rushed him into the doctor there, and he's on the mend, so he'll be back in school in a few days, I hope.
Sounds like just in time to go on summer break. Time it just right. Well, what's that old saying? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, so maybe if he gets that when he's young, he'll be up stronger when he gets a little mid-age or so or older. Sometimes that's the facts, you know. People that are guarded from all sorts of germs and stuff, like the kid in the bubble, the minute they're exposed to something when they get older some, not just elderly, but just older a little bit, they seem to be the sickest.
Yeah, he's had more than his share, I guess. I guess he's probably in second or third grade or something. I keep telling him, boy, if you don't straighten up and start making it to school more, you're never going to get out of kindergarten.
Okay, he fools you like you. Well, he sounds almost like my early age in grade school, the lower grades. I had asthma, and I found myself once or twice a month in the hospital because of my breathing. And eventually I got immunity shots and some resistance. And knock on wood, so far, I'm probably the healthiest one in my family because the other ones were healthy, running around doing all sorts of stuff. And they're the ones that are the worst off, and there's only one left out of the bunch. Knock out myself. Back to you.
Yeah, I was young. It seemed like every spring and every fall I'd miss about a week of school for with bronchitis. It was kind of a drag.
Well, it's going to be funny with your nephew there, the little tyke. What won't be unusual is somebody that spent some time in the hospital or going for being sick and that. Sometimes, like myself, I hated hospitals until I ended up working in one for many years. I had the opportunity, and by that time I grew out of my issues, my health issues, breathing. And I said, hey, a job's a job. So I enjoyed it. I would have never thought I would work in a hospital after being in one, you know, once or twice a month, almost all every year of my life as a kid.
Yeah, the more time I've spent in hospitals, the less likely I am to call 911 anymore.
Well, if you ever get to that point, give me a call. At least say adios. I'll take any call. Well, almost any call. But if it's you, I'll take it.
Well, nice sentiment, but when it gets to that point, last thing in your mind is making a call, even if it is 911.
KEAWOJ, KE4ZYQ. One of my good friends that lives in North Carolina, we were talking about all different things, and somehow we got on dying or something. It wasn't recently, it was a while back. And I said something about, not that I'm a possessions kind of guy, but I said something about his possessions. He says, what do I care? I'm going to be dead. He made me laugh so hard, I almost split a gut.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Awful nice day, eh?
Yep, sure is. We could take several of these with just a little warmer, but it's not bad at all today. Yeah, pretty nice. Yeah, I'm unwinding from 2 weeks of not only some health issues, or I won't go into, but some tech support and issues with companies. I read them the right at and just throw facts at them, and they're sitting there going, ah. They can't argue because I'm right and they're wrong when it comes to dealing with merchandise, technical support, and certain issues. But hopefully that's behind me now, so I got the a clear road ahead, knock on wood.
Yeah, I got to get busy myself and do a little battery switching in some of the outdoor cameras.
I assume they use the Energizer Eveready Lithium?
No, they got their own specialty batteries at $35 a pop.
Yep. Well, geez, what's weird about being retired, as you know, I was just going to say, I have to stop and remember what day of the week it is a lot of times, depending on if there's something going on. But, yeah, it's sad thing about this week to come, not to talk negative, is it's going to be warmer. But it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy, which, hey, you can still function and do things. But, man, I'm ready for weeks of sunshine. I mean, it's just, not only does it pick you up, but when you go out, you get some vitamin D naturally.
Yeah, I don't mind the overcast and cloudy stuff. It always reminds me of being up north or over in Canada. But anyway, I'm going to get on out of here, Joe, and I better get them batteries switched and back to my couch there. So nice talking with you. Have yourself a great one, and we'll catch you down the road. KEWOJ, I'll be listening now.
Yeah, Rick, glad or happy to catch you and talk to you a few minutes, Vinny. And play with and pat that little Rambo on the head for me. I tell you, I miss little animals like that. I could just picture that cat when you talk about it playing with your arm as a toy, scratching you up like Edward Scissorhand or something. So, yeah, I don't know who gets, you get the worst end of the deal of the play session. But hey, man, stay best as you can. Always good talking to you, hearing from you. And one of these days we'll maybe meet up at a truck swap or something. I think there's one coming up soon for GM. I don't know if I'll make it or not. Time will tell. KEWOJ, KE4ZYQ, 73. PB8SWR. WR.
ABE-SWR, KEATN, got you in there. This is QLK Lake Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section RPS unit.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron Saginaw County, portable.
Yeah, the repeater won't drop, there's no squawk, so if you want to check into the net, feel free to check in, but for the next probably half hour, there's no squawk on any test, so.
KBSW. This is QLK Lake Delta Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 9032. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OSCOM in Michigan, including AIR, GPS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS, social assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. And AOBU, KD8SWR, and KCAYVF. Those stations need not check my gun, but other stations to the net, please call now.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, checking in for the OSCOM net.
That Whiskey 8 station, can I get a relay?
Okay, Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa.
Anyone hear that Whiskey 8 station?
Whiskey 8 Papa, Victor Papa.
Whiskey 8 Papa, Victor Papa, thank you. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, Douglas County, okay.
KB9RAR, I got you a light readable, thank you. Next station. Are there any relays?
Nothing heard here.
Roger that. Thank you, Mike. Go ahead and we'll get started. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a couple of things going on this week for us in Region 5. There's an exercise with the hospitals, the children's hospitals in the region being planned for later this summer. Got a couple of planning sessions today. And the OSCOM subcommittee meeting will be on Wednesday evening. A reminder for that, for those that are on the list, will be going out shortly. Let me see here. Also, Thursday is...
This is DCA. Are you able to...
Okay, good.
Evening, Max. Over.
West is Julian Lee. November. This is 8 Charlie. Hey, thank you. I have to look.
Kilo Echo. Nothing for the net.
Thanks, Max.
NAWJL.
Error 202.
Stand by a minute, Jay.
W8FU.
W8BES. W-A. W-A-B-E-S.
Wait a minute. Was that a Bruce?
Yes, it was. How you doing, Sean?
Doing good, but I'm just running into Boff's to get my dinner. So let me jump in here, get that, and I'll be back out here on the road in a minute. Just pulling up now. All right, I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
This is KQ4UPK, looking for an audio check. KQ4UPK, CQ, CQ, CQ. Come on, I know there's somebody out there listening. All right, well, if nobody feels like chatting, then I guess nobody feels like chatting. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Uniform Papa Kilo, Chris in Hollywood, Florida, and I'll just be chilling to see if anybody is, if there's some action here. I see this Flying Beer Club, I love the name of it, and down on Node 53... 696. I don't know what it, I think it's simplex SIP, I'm not sure. But I look at it as like a ship from the Flying Beers Hub. FBI headquarters. That's pretty dang cool, if that's actual. Kilo 8 Foxtrot Bravo India. Well, I guess I gotta go back over to the, some other node and see if there's anyone to talk to. Or maybe these people on this, they just don't want to talk to me right now. That's okay. No hard feelings. KQ4UPK is, going off this reflector.
Bye. W8BES from W8FU.
WJZ Cleveland listening 600.